We're working with a World Heritage site there. It's actually getting ready to be a World Heritage site. They're struggling. They're growing. It's in a developing country. They have a very small museum. They have some really talented people there, but they don't have quite the same level of technologies and things that we have here. Their students and workers on site there are going to participate with my museum studies class, and they're going to create new content and new ways of visualizing museum displays. So all semester long, they're going to be working on this real-world project that at the end of the semester, what they do as a project in the class is going to have a real-world application for this little site in Mexico that has a lot of imperiled heritage that is going to benefit from the fact that they're able to do these things in 3D and utilize these new technologies.
What's the name of that site? What's the name of the museum?
It's Chalcatzingo. And Chalcatzingo was listed by the World Monuments Fund as one of the 100 most imperiled sites in the world. The reason being is that they have this incredible rock art that is deteriorating because of all the pollution, the air pollution, the acid rain, and because of other factors. People go up and have made rubbings of these things through the years, and these incredible rock art carvings are vanishing. And so what we're doing as a center is assisting these other countries and also doing our research focusing on how do we preserve and protect these incredible heritage sites. And the way we've been working on doing that is capturing everything with what's called terrestrial laser scanning. We can capture everything to within 2 millimeters, in some cases less, and totally preserve it in 3D to the point where we can actually recreate it. We can do all kinds of innovative things to actually have total documentation of that site from a small archaeological artifact all the way up to a full pyramid to a full landscape. So different scales. And all of this is going to benefit the public who comes to interpret and to understand what they're seeing. They're going to be able to see things in different ways. That's the idea, is to be able to present what is oftentimes hard to see and hard to understand in a very visual, tangible way. And that's important not only for people that are going to come visit the site, but for students who want to study it. So having this forum, this way of teaching in this way, we're going to be able to really increase student understanding, and hopefully students are going to want to learn more. They're going to be doing things in different ways than they do in a traditional classroom, and hopefully it's going to really stimulate their interest and their understanding and appreciation for heritage. One of the things that we're doing at AIST is reaching out to industry partners. Geomagic is a software company that produces three-dimensional software manipulation. They also have haptic devices, which allow you to actually tangibly interact with 3D data. So the data that we collect, we can actually do things like, for example, they're using for virtual autopsies and things like that, where you actually get the feel of, you know, what it feels like to do surgery. We're going to use it for museum experiences. What does that object feel like when I touch it? We can do all of that now through our industry partnerships. So AIST is going to take a lot of the industry partnerships that we have, convert them over, because now we have this great facility and we're going to open it up to students to start utilizing these equipment technologies a lot more.
You mentioned earlier, how can, you know, we interact with these artifacts half a world away? Well, with the haptic devices from Geomagic, you can feel like there's a force resistance in using these devices. So we can have this digital monument, and with that haptic device, you can drag it along the sides. You can feel it. That's an entirely different way of interacting with digital information, because normally you see there's a thing on a screen and I can't touch it. Now I can almost touch it. I can feel the nooks and crannies and all of the glyphs. That's incredibly different.
Yeah, last semester, the museum class took data that was on a computer and basically created real objects through 3D printing. AIST had laser scanned a collection at the Guatemala City Museum of objects that very few people ever really get to see. And we modeled them, and students actually printed out one-to-one size artifacts, stone monuments in some cases. And what we ended up doing is repatriating, giving back to the Guatemalan archaeologists replicas that they can have at their site, because the pieces are now in a museum, you know, miles and miles away. But when people come out to the site, they still want to be able to show them something. So now they have these 3D printed objects. It also works tremendous for the classroom because I can pass these objects around and students can feel what and see what they look like. They can hold them.
Lord knows I've dropped and broken
a couple of them a few times, and it's better to drop a 3D printed replica than the actual irreplaceable artifact.
We have this one. It's called a roller seal. It comes from an ancient site in Mexico where they actually would have used this sort of as propaganda. They would put ink on it and kind of roll it out, and it tells a story. Well, the real object is in a vault in Mexico City. Not many people are going to get to ever see that object, but now we have 3D printed it. We can actually throw ink on it, roll it out, play with it, have students tangibly touch this object and see it. And that's just a whole different way of studying. That's different than a book or a PowerPoint. So that's what we want to do.
If you don't have access to the 3D printed object, the haptic is that in between, being able to tangibly feel that digital information. It's that just bridge.
All of this research and all of this content development, this Visualization Center is going to give us a platform to just share that with the world. That's going to just change the way we teach at USF.
As a student, it's the most incredible platform and place for truly learning in all the different learning styles, because my learning style is different than my friends or than other students in the class. But being able to bring all of those together in one place, it's just amazing.